Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos, daf Gimel, begin on the base, begin on the Tzmat, begin on the Gemara, Kama Kaimitz, Mincha L'Shem Zevach. So, Rav is explaining the second price that says it's possible is when you do the Mincha for the purpose of a Zevach, which places the Chinam Nakad Rav in Yin Zeh. It's for nothing really that Rav is picking such a case. So, the Ari Bei B'Shem Duchto, we never find such a thing, Shaloy L'Shma, that you're doing a Mincha for a flower offering for an animal sacrifice. The Tirtze Asmai, because really this answer itself, Shemachalik, that he differentiates. Meshum dechsev, because it says, Zoy teres ha-mincha. Right, mincha, it puts them all together. Ha-yuchel ha-karetz k'mash teretz rabba. Then he could have, for all practical purposes, said the way Rabba says. K'mashin ha-kodesh, k'mashin ha-bailim. That is, k'mashin ha-kodesh kosher, when you change the designation of the type of flower offering, that's kosher, meshum dechare achaz ha-chol menachas. But k'mashin ha-bailim, that doesn't have that heter. So he says, v'shema maybe, the reason why he changed the wording of Rabba's answer, because it would have sounded like if he would have said, "Kan b'shina kodesh, here's the b'shina kodesh," it would sound like the b'shina kodesh kosher. That yeah, changing the designation of the sacrifice is kosher. A little bit mincha l'shem zevach, even from mincha l'shem zevach, which is not true. And therefore, he wanted to make that chilik. Another person could say the da'ak l'shem the b'raisa. He's inferred from the wording of the b'raisa. The mashmalei, which it sounds like kamtza shalei l'shma, psula, that when it says you did the kmitza not for its namesake, it's possible, that's b'shina kodesh. And therefore that's what he says, that's b'shina. And in other words, that Rabbi held that the lashon the brace that says kamtza shalei l'shma is possible, sounds like shina kodesh. And therefore, that's why he didn't say like Rabba to say that, oh, that the second brace is talking about Shina Bailam, because no, it sounds like another case of Shina Kodesh, which he explains as L'Shem Zevach. Now, L'Kaman, later on, the Kama Kul Karabba L'Amri, this that says, oh, and they all don't say like Rabba, V'lem Mefarish Tam Zeh, why doesn't it say, explain this reason that we're giving over here? Because Nichol L'Lemem B'Tam HaShol L'Chol Meram, it preferred to say reasoning that Ravashi and Rav would have equal, but really, we're saying a different reason why specifically Rava did not like the Pshat of Rabba. Next says Master begins the Gemara, Avagav Machshava. They hold it Avagav to Machshava the Lemekrihi, even though it's not recognizable, but Tiposan should be disqualified. Which says Habi Yishla Temua. There's a lot to wonder over here. Lo Mashin L'Shaynoi Melishna De La'El. Why is it changing the wording from the wording beforehand? Bereish Maita and beginning of the Sugya. Meaning the Mashakar L'El Minkerdo, what it previously had called recognizable, Karahocha Loi Minker, it's calling it not recognizable. And Berachat Purush L'Tavayu. But it really means the same thing. The minkra haynu shenikr shemachshav teshaker, that what's recognizable is it's recognizable that his thought is false. That's what it originally meant. And the minkra the hacha, when it says not recognizable, be haynu the enikr sheyekamoy shemachashav, that's not recognizable. It should be like what he's thinking. Other, but to the contrary, nikr is recognizable sheyekamoy shemachashav. That's not like the way he's thinking. And so it says b'shemeshin aloshin. Maybe the reason why it changes the wording of the fish will come in the scene is Tam, the Tipasel, because it's giving like a reason why it should be disqualified. The Fikr Nichol El Mikr Hacha Ul El Al Psul on the disqualification, Loshon Loi Minkra, the terminology of that it's not recognizable. So he's saying is that the Gemara changes the wording, because like explaining why it would be Pasel, that it's not because it's recognizable that's a lie, because by it's rather, if you're thinking Shalashma, it's not recognizable. What you're saying is true, then it's possible. And therefore, the Gemara prefers to say the wording there and here with the wording of Minkra Ole Minkra. B'Sev Shemaita, now, Taish just clarifies at the end of the Sugya of the Kamar that the Gemara says, Kulu Karabba Le'amri, they all don't say like Rabba, Adrabba, to the contrary, Machshobe de Minkra, a recognizable thought, is possible Rahman, is what the Torah disqualifies, but that's not what we're saying over here. Meshob de Koya, Rabba. Oh, because Rabba's wording, the Nokat Loshem Minkra Al Psul, he says it. Therefore, when we're discussing his opinion, which we use that terminology, so that's what he said to the contrary. That Machshava, that's recognizable, is actually what the Torah would disqualify. The next test Master begins the Gemara. What's the Gemara? The Pshim Nochanami. You're right. The Gemara says that Pshimin, that is Machshav Mincha Shalal Lashma, because the Torah is the Mincha. Same thing would be as Chatzis Lashim Chatzis Acheres. But it says Zayt Teres Achatis. So it says Teres Mash Mitzaz, the Rabbanon, that disagree with him.
on Zoyz Teres HaMencha, Loi Darshan Zoyz Teres HaChatas. They don't darshan either Zoyz Teres HaChatas. Now, Rosh Tosfos says, Avagav de Perek Damachatas, although the Gemara Zvachim, the Tzadik Beis HaMenal, Gabidam Chatas Shanitas Al HaBeged, regarding the blood of Chatas is based on the garment, that torn kibbutz has to be laundered. Darshina, we expound Terach HaZachol HaChatoy, is that all of them have this halacha. Because of Zoyz Teres. Belikim on the Polig, and there's no one who disagrees. So it says, "Bemidi dechsiv b'chatas gufe dar shilei kuliyama." Yeah, something that applies to the chatas itself. Kukain hani de perek dam chatas, like those born in perek dam chatas. Avashina kaidish lechsiv b'chatas doesn't say b'chatas, and therefore we wouldn't apply zoyz teres chatas to that. Va'oid, moreover, the kibbutz begadim lechsiv b'hi parshas the zoyz teres, so therefore that would be included. But other things, not necessarily. Then the third time we can say the perikam nizvachim on the testament is omerav mishmei demavig is a chatas shoshach b'shem chatas nachshon. The Rebbe regular chatas slaughtered for the chatas of nachshon by the menadav by the time of the nesiim. Kshev it's kosher. Why? It's totally different because the Torah achas l'chol chatas. It equates all chatas. A parachav mishash l'rava he asks on the mebrais Rebbe Shimon that you see time of the maseh machichin ala. It's only because it proves oim maseh machichin ala, which here it's not evident any difference. Why? It's we're not going to say Zoyz Teres. What do you mean? Limit Zoyz Teres Amincha. That's all the same, and so too over here. My kushya. What says Teres? What's the question? Rabbi Huda Mefarash Alchatam Rabbi Shimon. He explains it Mizoyz Teres. What's bothering Teres is that you're asking, you're saying that. What do you mean? Stephen, the Brayer of Shimon, they become into Mechashalosh Matzim Mekasher, as well as all his obligation, because Brayer of Mechichin. Sounds dafka because of that. But if not that, the Brayer of Mechichin, it wouldn't be Kasher. According to Rav, the Dash and Zayt Teres Achatas. So why don't you qualify because of Zayt Teres Amencha? So that's about the Tesis. So Rav himself explains here the reason of Shimon is because of Zayt Teres Amencha. So Tesis, remember Ben Tam, he says, Asim Garas Rabbah. It's actually Rabbah, not Rabbah. Rabbi Tamei, the Mishan Leil that he actually answers, Kamishin Kadosh Kamishin Bailim, that actually the main reason is because of Maisim Mechichin. So that's why he's asking, why do you need this reason and not validate because of Zoyz Teres HaMincha? Or, Vaidushab, another part you could say is, Afila Gara Sasim Rabba, even the Gish was Rabba, right to Liashab, Devi Rav, he wants to explain Rav, Kekula Meroi, the Hach, like all the Meroim over here, even according to Rabba. So he's asking Rava, how do you explain him according to Rabbah? But says Tosfos, L'pirshu ben tam kasha, it's difficult because the nearer the Rav Mishasha, the minish of Rava haya. Because actually it seems like he was a student of Rava and the loishel Rabbah. Vaidishlam, another part you could say is that Sharetza Rava liyash b'sham divri Rav Mishmei demavid, you want to answer my filik Rabbanan. You want to answer like my Rabbanan, the plegar Rav Shimon. The less Zoyz Teres. And Rav Mishasha, because he's like Rav Shimon, Hayachal ha'akshayz m'masnit, Nikar asked from the Mishnah, al-nichla l'akshuv m'braisa, that fully Rabbi Shimon, that even according to Rabbi Shimon, the Machsha, lav m'zayis teres Machsha. Even he who says good, it's not from Zayis teres. P'chimashim m'shon p'rishah kuntris, that's what he's coming to say, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Machsha, it's not from Zayis teres mincha, only because m'zayis mechichin, so that's what he's asking, that, how could you say that it's going to be kosher because of Zoyz Teres HaChatas, but you see that specifically because of Maaseh Mechichin? But that's the question. If you hold Zoyz Teres HaChatas, you know, then, but again, we're going quite to Rabbanan, then they don't hold it that. You know, you see, but based on what you're saying, you could just say, it says Zoyz Teres HaMincha. Next test master begins the Gemara. L'shem chatzas dam, l'shem avodas kachavim. Either one that's going to be kshir. Which says hach milsa. This teaching east of the paragam and zvachim, like we brought in the previous tesis, b'shmaiti demavuk. Or b'lav kro the zoyz teiras, and without the pasuk of zoyz teiras, machshir chatzas l'shem chatzas. They qualify one chatzas for another one. K'tekam ha'azam rava. A idach milsa on a different teaching. The b'shachad ois l'chatzas rachmana. You have to slaughter for a chatas. Right? Chatas l'shem chatas nishchuda, and you're doing it for a chatas. Fine. Av l'shem oyla v'adi psula. But if you did it for an oyla, for sure that's going to be disqualified. And by the way, then saying it's l'shem chatas nazar mitzayra, because even though they're chatas, they call oylas dami, they're like oylas. Keeping the imboin al-chad, they're not coming, really coming for a sin. And even though Rabbi Shimon actually is the one who says that the reason why Nazar brings a chazal because he painted himself from wine, in Zal Chet, the karma is not really coming for the sin. Given that Tzar Yain Lemais Chatas, he doesn't bring it for the pain of the wine, El Derech Nazir is only because of his Naziris. But moreover, the Mishum Chet Zutra Kihai, even though quote unquote it's a sin, but such a small sin, Lemikri Chatas, that wouldn't qualify for, so to speak, being called a Chatas. So when you're doing a machvas from a cheshet, so it's about the kli, and that's you can't have a machshem psul on the kli. But istigars, you can't some of the gears of becomes minchas machvas, even though you're using the word minchas, but l'shem cheshes, there you're not using the word mincha. So v'shnei yeshlasha, both of you could answer in the same way, as long as the one that's the trigger, the one that you're doing machshava about, is not with the word mincha, so it's not going to be a psul.